Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memor Mei Avraham Gold. I am today Maseches Vachim Daf Pei Zayin, the ninth parak Hamizbeach Mekadesh. So the three daves are going to focus on. Number one, Rava asks Rava, Linamo Elis Barosho Shemizbeach is remaining overnight effective in invalidating something kept on top of the Mizbeach, or is Lina ineffective on top of the Mizbeach? This question is not relevant if the kashim did not come down, because even items left on the Azara floor, which were certainly invalidated, are not removed from the Mizbeach if they were brought there. Rather, the cases where the kashim came down from the Mizbeach, and the question is, L'shochan midaminula, do we compare the Mizbeach to the Shulchan? And just as Lachem Apanim on the Shulchan remained valid if they were left there for many days, so too Lina would not invalidate kashim left on the Mizbeach. Or perhaps, L'kark midaminum, we compare the Mizbeach to the ground of the Azara, where Lina is effective to invalidate Kodshim. Rabbi answered, Ein Lina Barosho Shel Mizbeach, but the Gemara proceeds to demonstrate that Rabbi did not accept this answer and holds that Lina is Moelis Barosho Shel Mizbeach. Point number two, Reish Lakish asks Rabbi Yochanan, Kli Shari's Moshi Kodshu Es Apsuin, do Kli Shari's sanctify invalid Kodshim? Rabbi Yochanan thought Reish Lakish was asking if Psuin acquired Kedushas as a guf, physical sanctity, by being placed in the Kli Sharis, and as a result can no longer be redeemed. Rabbi Yochanan answered that this halacha is taught in our mission, which states, Keshem Shemizbech Mekevish Mekachin Es Aruyohen, just as the Mizbech and the ramp sanctified that which is fit for them, Kach Kelim Mekachin, so too Kli Sharis sanctified Psuin, which are fit for them. However, Reish Lakish clarified that this was not the intent of his inquiry and explained, L'chadchila likrav k'maboyli, I was asking whether Kli Sharis can be Mekadosh Psuin to even allow offering them on the Mizbech initially. Rabbi Yochanan attempts to resolve this question from a Mishnah, but the proof is deflected. And point number three, the Gemara inquires, Avir Mizbech k'Mizbech Nami or lo? Is the airspace above the Mizbech considered like the Mizbech or not? If invalid kachim were held in the airspace above the Mizbech, is it considered off the Mizbech and must be taken down? A proof is suggested from the fact that the Kevish is Mekadosh Psuin to be brought on the Mizbech, presumably by being carried up the Kevish, proving that the airspace of the Kevish is considered like the Kevish, otherwise the Psuin would have to be taken down. However, the Gemara answers that Nagnali, he could drag the Psuin up the Kevish without lifting them. Although there's a gap between the Kevish and the Mizbech, which the invalid parts must cross, we say that Rubo Kevish Kekevish, if the majority of the part is on the ramp, it's considered like entirely on the ramp. And when the majority is on the Mizbech, it's considered entirely on the Mizbech. The Gemara adds that this requires saying there is Chibur Le'olin, a concept of attachment to items which go up on the Mizbech, meaning to be considered a single mass, because if they're considered separate pieces, we would not follow the majority. On the next daf, Rav Ashi concludes that if the Kohen holding the Psuim is himself standing on the Mizbech, it is certainly considered on the Mizbech. The inquiry is relevant where someone on the ground holds him over the Mizbech with a stick. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Rava asks Rava, Linamo Elis Barosho Shel Mizbeach is remaining overnight effective in invalidating something kept on top of the Mizbeach, or is Lina ineffective on top of the Mizbeach? This question is not relevant if the kashim did not come down, because even items left on the Azara floor, which were certainly invalidated, are not removed from the Mizbeach if they were brought there. Rather, the cases where the kashim came down from the Mizbeach, and the question is, L'shochan midaminula, do we compare the Mizbeach to the Shulchan? And just as Lachem Apanim on the Shulchan remained valid if they were left there for many days, so too Lina would not invalidate kashim left on the Mizbeach. Or perhaps, L'kark midaminum, we compare the Mizbeach to the ground of the Azara, where Lina is effective to invalidate Kodshim. Rabbi answered, Ein Lina Barosho Shel Mizbeach, but the Gemara proceeds to demonstrate that Rabbi did not accept this answer and holds that Lina is Moelis Barosho Shel Mizbeach. Point number two, Reish Lakish asks Rabbi Yochanan, Kli Sharis Moshi Kodshu Es Apsuin, do Kli Sharis sanctify invalid Kodshim? Rabbi Yochanan thought Reish Lakish was asking if Psuin acquired Kedushas as a guf, physical sanctity, by being placed in the Kli Sharis, and as a result can no longer be redeemed. Rabbi Yochanan answered that this halacha is taught in our mission, which states, Keshem Shemizbech Mekevish Mekachin Es Aruyohen, just as the Mizbech and the ramp sanctified that which is fit for them, Kach Kelim Mekachin, so too Kli Sharis sanctified Psuin, which are fit for them. However, Reish Lakish clarified that this was not the intent of his inquiry and explained, L'chadchila likrav k'maboyli, I was asking whether Kli Sharis can be Mekadosh Psuin to even allow offering them on the Mizbech initially. Rabbi Yochanan attempts to resolve this question from a Mishnah, but the proof is deflected. And point number three, the Gemara inquires, Avir Mizbech, can Mizbech Nami or Lo? Is the airspace above the Mizbech considered like the Mizbech or not? If invalid kachim were held in the airspace above the Mizbech, is it considered off the Mizbech and must be taken down? A proof is suggested from the fact that the kevish is mekadesh psulin to be brought on the Mizbech, presumably by being carried up the kevish, proving that the airspace of the kevish is considered like the kevish. Otherwise, the psulin would have to be taken down. However, the Gemara answers that Nagnali, he could drag the psulim at the kevish without lifting them. Although there's a gap between the kevish and the mizbech, which the invalid parts must cross, we say that rubo kevish ka kevish. If the majority of the part is on the ramp, it's considered like entirely on the ramp. And when the majority is on the mizbech, it's considered entirely on the mizbech. The Gemara adds that this requires saying there is chibur le'olin, a concept of attachment to items which go up on the Mizbeach, meaning to be considered a single mass, because if they're considered separate pieces, we would not follow the majority. On the next daf, Rav Ashi concludes that if the Kohen holding the psulim is himself standing on the Mizbeach, it is certainly considered on the Mizbeach. The inquiry is relevant where someone on the ground holds him over the Mizbeach with a stick. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Pei Zayin, and this siman was suggested to us by Eli Behar from Ramat Beit Shemesh, as well as from Binyamin Michel from Boca Raton. They both suggested that Pei Zayin is a golden Pez candy dispenser. So here goes. The creative Rebbe who built the Mizbech from golden Pez candy bricks to teach whether the Mizbech is like the Shulchan or the ground, regarding if Lina Moelis Barosh HaMizbeach use one golden Pez candy dispenser as a klisharitz for a shear on whether it would be Makadish Psulim, and held another one holding a puzzle carbon in the air above the Mizbeach to discuss whether the carbon is considered off the Mizbeach and must be taken down. Once again, slow motion. The creative Rebbe who built the Mizbeach from golden Pez candy bricks, golden Pez, that must be on Daf Pei Zayin. The creative Rebbe who built the Mizbeach from golden Pez candy bricks to teach whether the Mizbeach is like the Shulchan or the ground, regarding if Lina Moelis Barosh HaMizbeach, which reminds us, Rav asks Rabba, Lina Moelis Barosh HaMizbeach is remaining overnight effective in invalidating something kept on top of the Mizbeach, or is Lina ineffective on top of the Mizbeach? The case is where the kachim came down from the Mizbeach, and the question is, do we compare the Mizbeach to the Shulchan? And just as the Lechem Apanim, the Shulchan, remain valid if they were left there for many days, so too Lina would not invalidate kachim left on the Mizbeach, or perhaps we compare the Mizbeach to the Karka, to the ground of the Zara, where Lina is effective to invalidate Kodshim. Rabbi answered that Ein Lina Barosha Shamizbeach, but the Gemara proceeds to demonstrate that Rabbi did not accept this answer and holds that Lina is Moelis Barosha Shamizbeach. So the creative Rebbe who built the Mizbeach from golden Pez candy bricks to teach whether the Mizbeach is like the Shulchan or the ground, regarding if Lina Moelis Barosha Mizbeach used one golden Pez candy dispenser as a klisharis for a shear on whether it would be Makadish Psulim, which reminds us, Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan whether a klisharis can be Makadish Psulim to even allow offering them on the Mizbeach initially. Rabbi Yochanan attempts to resolve this question from a Mishnah, but the proof is deflected. So the creative Rebbe who built the Mizbech from golden Pez candy bricks to teach whether the Mizbech is like the Shulchan or the ground, regarding if Lina Moelis Barosh HaMizbeach used one golden Pez candy dispenser as a klisharitz for a shear on whether it would be Mekadesh Psulim, and held another one holding a puzzle carbon in the air above the Mizbeach to discuss whether the carbon is considered off the Mizbeach and must be taken down, which reminds us, the Gemara inquires, Avir Mizbeach, ki Mizbeach Nami or Lo? Is airspace above the Mizbeach considered like the Mizbeach or not? If invalid kachim were held in the airspace above the Mizbeach, is it considered off the Mizbeach and must be taken down? So once again, the creative Rebbe who built the Mizbeach from golden Pez candy bricks to teach whether the Mizbeach is like the Shulchan or the ground, regarding if Lina Moelis Barosh HaMizbeach used one golden Pez candy dispenser as a klisharis for a shear on whether it would be Mekadesh Psulim, and held another one holding a puzzle carbon in the air above the Mizbeach to discuss whether the carbon is considered off the Mizbeach and must be taken down. All right, so now it's time for Four Blabach Chazara. Daf Pei Gimel, so the Siman Daf Pei Gimel is a pogo stick. So here goes. While one cone jumping on a pogo stick, that must move on Daf Pei Gimel. While one Kohen jumping on a pogo stick saw pasul karbanos on the mizbech and left them there, which reminds us, the ninth perek begins, HaMizbech mekadesh es haruiwa. The mizbech sanctifies that which is fit for it, even if it's pasul, and once it was placed on the mizbech, it's not taken down. The Gemara brings malchokas if that refers to things brought li'ishim or for the mizbech. So while one Kohen jumping on a pogo stick saw pasul karbanos on the mizbech and left them there, another Kohen leaped on his pogo stick over the mizbech to tell a Kohen who brought up a kamitza that was not sanctified in a kli to take it down. Which reminds us, the Gemara infers from the Mishnah that the mizbech is only mekadesh that which is ruigo, already fit for it, but not something which was not yet rui for the mizbech. Rav Papa says this excludes kamatzim shel kitsh b'kli, kamatzim of menachos which were not yet sanctified in the kli shareis. Since its designation of the mizbech was not completed, it's taken down from the mizbech. So while one Kohen jumping on a pogo stick saw pasul karbanos on the mizbech and left them there, another Kohen leaped on his pogo stick over the mizbech to tell a Kohen who brought up a kamitza that was not sanctified in a kli to take it down. While a third Kohen jumped up to take down a olas haof that was brought up, since it's not included in the term kvasim. Which reminds us, in a braisa, two more opinions are brought that the mizbech is mekadesh items that are similar to kvasim or to an ola. The nafkamina would be between them olas haof. Daf pei dalet. So the siman daf pei dalet is a launch pad. So here goes. The Kohen who launched drones from the launch pad. Launch pad? That must mean we're on daf pei dalet. The Kohen who launched drones from the launch pad, carrying a morning from a carbon that was shechted at night, and from one whose blood was spilled, and from one whose blood went outside the mikdash, was told to take them off the mizbeach. Which reminds us, the Gemara identifies which psulim, if they're brought up in the mizbeach, are not taken down, and which types must be taken down. So the Kohen who launched drones from the launch pad, carrying a morning from a carbon that was shechted at night, and from one whose blood was spilled, and from one whose blood went outside the mikdash, was told to take them off the mizbeach by a rabbi yelling, "Zos hi ha'ola," which reminds us, in a braisa, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Zos hi ha'ola, hari elu gimu miutin." The words "this, it," and "the ola" are three exclusionary terms which exclude the three cases he mentioned in the Mishnah, shechted at night, spilled blood, and blood which left the azar, teaching about them that im alsa tered. If they're brought up on the mizbech, they must be brought back down. So the Kohen launched drones from the launch pad, carrying a morning from a carbon that was shechted at night, and one from whose blood was spilled, and from one whose blood went outside the mikdash, was told to take them off the mizbech by a rabbi yelling "Zos hi ola," while the tamei that was dropped on the mizbech by a drone called karbon zibur was allowed to stay there. Which reminds us, in a braisa, Rabbi Yehuda explains why certain psulim are not taken down. If blood stayed past sundown in the Azor, it's still valid regarding remaining on the Mizbech, because lan be'imurim kasher, sacrificial parts which remained overnight are valid regarding remaining on the Mizbech. This is derived from the fact that lan kasher bebasser, if meat of a shlami stayed overnight, it's fit to be eaten, since the shlami may be eaten for 2 days. This law applies to yotze, kachim which left the Azor, because yotze is fit for a bama, since it has no enclosure. It applies to tame, since tumor is permitted for karbanas sibur. Daf pei hei. So the siman daf pei hei relates to the pad, the mouth, and we use a dentist for the siman. So here goes. While Dr. Cohen the dentist, that must mean we're on daf pei hei, peh. While Dr. Cohen the dentist performed hevshet mituach on the carbon that was shechted on top of the mizbeach and then placed in his dental chair, which reminds us, the Mishnah on the previous daf taught that if an animal was brought onto the mizbeach alive, it's taken down. But if it was shechted there, the Cohen should do hevshet mituach, skinning and dismemberment, and burn it. The Gemara said, if this refers to disqualified karbanas, there should be no hevshet v'nituach at all, because the Torah excluded psulim from hevshet v'nituach. Therefore, the Gemara says it refers to valid karbanas, and is teaching that hevshet v'nituach may be performed on top of the mizbeach if the carbon was shechted there. So, while Dr. Cohen the dentist performed hevshet v'nituach on the carbon that was shechted on top of the mizbeach and then placed in his dental chair, his dental assistant left the kachim kohen that were placed on the mizbeach before the zrikos adam, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan asked, a more kachim kohen shehelen lifnei zrikos damon, regarding sacrificial parts of kachim kohen which were brought up onto the mizbeach before the throwing up the blood, yerdu o yerdu, do they come down or not? Rabbi Ami asked Rabbi Yochanan why he didn't pose this inquiry about Me'ila and ask whether bringing these Emorim onto the Mizbech subjects them to Me'ila. Rabbi Yochanan replied that he had no question about Me'ila, to Zerika who dekavala by Me'ila, because only Zerika subjects them to Me'ila. He concluded they do not go down from the Mizbech. So while Dr. Cohen the dentist performed hevshet v'nituach of the carbon that was shechted on top of the mizbech and then placed in his dental chair, his dental assistant left the kachim kohen that were placed on the mizbech before the zrikas adam and instead picked up the invalid karbanas that were taken down and put them back up on the mizbech since the fire had taken hold of them, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that although invalid karbanas, which were brought up, are not taken down, however, if they were taken down, they're not brought back up. Ula says this is only true where the fire has not taken hold of them, of a mashal behenaur yahu. But if the fire had taken hold of them, they are brought up again, even if they were taken down, because they became lachma shel mizbeach, the mizbeach's food. Daf pei vav. So the siman daf pei vav is police. So here goes. When the police officer, that must be more on daf pei vav, police. When the police officer who told the kohen bring meatless bones on the mizbeach to stop, which reminds us, the mission on the previous daf lists items which, even if they are placed on the mizbeach, must be brought down. Any kadshim which is supposed to be eaten, meaning meat of most karbanas, and the katoris which is only fit for the mizbeach apnimi. Regarding wool from a lamb's head or hair of a goat's beard, and the bones, sinews, horns, and hooves, if they're attached to the carbon, they're brought onto the mizbeach with it. Pershu, if they're separated from the carbon, well, yahu, they are not brought up. So when the police officer who told the kohen bring meatless bones on the mizbeach to stop and heard an explosion of ivarim flying off the mizbeach, he quickly checked his watch to see if it was chatzos, which reminds us the word discusses returning ivarim which burst off the mizbeach before chatzos versus after chatzos. So when the police officer who told the kohen bring meatless bones on the mizbeach to stop and heard an explosion of ivarim flying off the mizbeach, he quickly checked his watch to see if it was chatzos and noticed some kohanim going up to do trumas hadeshen early because of the regel, which reminds us, during the year, the trumas hadeshen may be done just before the morning. On Yom Kippur, it's done at midnight, mishum chush of the kohen gadol, because of the weakness of the kohen gadol who had to perform all the days of avodah himself. On regalim, when there were many more karbanas, it was performed earlier in the night. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do we learn that the mizbeach is mekadesh as a ruilo? And we have machlokas if that means li'ishim or li'mizbeach. That's on daf pegimel. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn that Rabbi Kiva holds any carbon's blood which is brought lifnim is invalidated? That's on daf pebeis. Good. Number 3. Which daf do you discuss whether the airspace above the mizbeach is considered like the mizbeach or not? That's on daf peizayin. Good. Number 4. Which daf do you discuss whether the blood of a pnimius, of a parlam davar shel tzibur, for example, is it disqualified by entering lifnai lifnim? That's on daf peibeis. Good. Number 5. Which daf do you discuss what is done in a case where the bloods which should be placed above are mixed with bloods that should be placed below? That's on daf pei. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we discuss whether kli shars can be mekadesh psulin? That's on daf peizayin. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn about performing hepshet v'nituach on top of the mizbeach if a carbon was shechted there? That's on daf peihei. Good. Number 8. Which daf do you discuss whether lina moelis barosho shel mizbeach? That's on daf peizayin. Good. Number 9. Which daf does the Mishnah list the types of psuim which, if they're brought on the mizbeach, can stay there, and which must be brought down? That's on daf peidalad. Great. And number 10. Which daf do we discuss whether shirayim can be placed on the mizbeach wall or only on the top of the yesod? That's on daf peyolof. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri, wishing you a great day and great learning.